My sons are age 20 and 18 now. I took them to computer class here in the United States, and they were born and raised here. Their age were, I would say, 4 and 2, or maybe 5 and 3. So that was the closest, I mean, my encounter with computer. Let's see. So 20 minus 5 is what? 15 years ago from now. So 1990, right? And we did not have any computers at home until 1990. Because of this kid's interest in a computer, first computer we bought was Macintosh. And then since that Macintosh, 1990, up until now, I think we have had 7, 8, constantly buying newer computers. I am a teacher, self-employed language teacher, and I do translating occasionally and then interpreting, oral interpreting. So I used word processor periodically. But I'm not that much computer person, but I witnessed this 5-year-old who is now 20, 3-year-old who is now 18, sort of shedding one computer after another computer after another computer. Back to that kids' computer class, it's just they're doing games. They did not know, teach them how to, I mean, mechanical things or anything. But they started there. They did not take any classes or any lessons or typing classes or anything, but computers are part of them right now. Of course, the computer was not monster or machines or hard things, difficult to understand concept that they had. Their concept was fun, game. They had no fear at all. And they were shown few things, and they started playing by themselves, age 3 and 5. I wasn't that fast. Well, this, and then next probably this and that. So when I it took me so much time to understand how to use, how it functions.
Let's talk about your first memory that you have.
That was 2 years ago. Don't laugh. That was 2 years ago. My son graduated from high school, and I live in California, and he was moving to Annapolis, the East Coast. And so, Mom, it's time to learn to do email. And he taught me. That's my computer. And I can do basic stuff, but it's not much. Not myself, I'm still mother, and I witnessed these two boys growing up. My point is that nobody taught them how to do it. They found out by themselves. They went out what they need to buy what they needed, maybe through friends and this and that. And then, funny thing is, I ask the younger one now, who is heading to college, well, before you go to college, you teach me a little bit more. But it's hard for me, not hard, but it's for him so frustrating to show me, guide me, to teach me how to use computers.
Did your family in Japan use computers much?
I have one younger sister, I have two brothers, one of the brothers, and then this younger sister. They have a computer. My younger sister functions just my level. We do emailing each other. But the brothers, he has to use it because he's the public employee. And he is using a computer every day. And then back to the kids, his daughter and son are just like my sons, similar age. So nobody taught them, but they just emerged with this. So in Japanese expression, these are new species, totally different from us.
How do you say it? There's a Japanese phrase for this?
Mm-hmm. Shin jinrui. Jinrui is the species, and then shin is new. So totally different group of people. As far as this computer or technology. Takako Smith. I'm Japanese, living in Sacramento, California, and I'm age 56 and moved from Japan to the United States 25, almost 25 years ago.